preview of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday and the high-flying Golden Eagle women's basketball team. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director. Thanks for joining us here on Tennessee Tech Today, where we take an in-depth look at what's happening with students, faculty, staff, research, and events on campus. Well, Jake Hoot, the Tennessee Tech alum who won Season 17 of The Voice, has had a whirlwind of a schedule since winning the prestigious singing competition. He's made personal appearances on talk shows, sang the national anthem for the Carolina Panthers, and at the Hockey Winter Classic, and even had time to play a show at his alma mater, Tennessee Tech. I caught up with Jake on the phone while he was making the talk show rounds in Nashville. So, Jake, just how crazy has your schedule been since winning The Voice?
It's been intense. You know, I mean, I got back and had a couple days of downtime around Christmas and then flew out to Carolina for a day and a half, flew back for a day, flew down to the Winter Classic in Dallas for a day, and then flew back and then have been all over since then. So it's been wild, but it's definitely a blessing, you know, to be busy and keep rocking and rolling.
What was it like to come back home and play a show in the Hooper Ebelin Center in front of thousands of fans, many of which stood out in the cold and waited to get in?
It was incredibly humbling because when I was in L.A., everybody kept telling me, you know, wait till you see, you know, how everything's changed when you get back home and this and that. Not that I didn't believe him, but I didn't know at what, you know, on what level. And then getting to do the concert and going upstairs and looking out that window before they opened the doors and seeing that line. And then walking out on the floor and just seeing people just everywhere. It was just incredibly humbling. Like I'll be forever grateful for all the love and support from everybody, and for everybody to show up like that is just incredible.
You know, you've already had the chance to play in front of large crowds and a lot of cool places, but you also recently got an invitation from Jamie Daly of Daly & Vincent to play the Grand Ole Opry. Now, what's that going to be like?
Yeah, I mean, you basically said it. You know, I've always told everybody, you know, everybody who's ever asked me, you know, is there any, like, special stage you want to play on? And it's always an easy answer for me. It's the Grand Ole Opry. And to get that invitation from, you know, Jamie Daly and, you know, get to play it on February 4th, it's an unreal feeling. I cried then. I know I'll be crying a lot more when I play it that night. But, you know, it's just such a historical place, and the times that I've been there, you know, you look up at that circle and just imagine all the stories and all the people who have been there and played songs there. And so very grateful, very humbled and honored that they would ask me to play it, and I'm definitely looking forward to it.
I'm sure a lot of people, including your family, will be there to see you make your opera debut on February 4th. Now, are there any tickets left?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'm going to have, you know, my family there, and I know there's a ton of people who have already said that they bought tickets to come out, and I'm so thankful for that. But, yes, there are definitely some tickets left on Opry.com. You can get on there, and it's a February 4th show I'll be playing. If you don't come out for me, I know Chris Jansen will be there, Henry Cho, Daly and Vincent. I know, you know, Jamie Daly's from Gainesboro, and so he's got a bunch of people down there that, you know, love him a lot. And so just a great lineup. But, yeah, they are available on Opry.com.
Now, we hear continuously that you're a humble person. You're very genuine. With all the success that you've had already in a short amount of time, is it hard to stay humble and genuine?
I don't think so. And I say that in the most sincere way possible. You know, when you recognize that it's, you know, it's all blessings from God and that he makes everything happen, you know, it's hard to try to take credit for that. And that's literally all that I can credit that to is, you know, every step of the way from, you know, being born in Texas, growing up overseas, coming back, getting to walk on a college football team, you know, having a beautiful little girl, and then, you know, of course, the whole thing with The Voice and now playing the opera. You know, there's only, you know, the only explanation of that is God. And so he makes everything possible. And I'm just excited that he's allowing me to enjoy these blessings and can't wait to see what the future holds.
Well, what does your future look like?
I mean, I've got some big shows this year, hoping to open up for some people on tour. And of course, you know, more than anything right now, I'm writing a lot, trying to get a bunch of songs under my belt. And then whenever I start making the album, you know, I'll have a bunch of things to choose from, but just playing shows here and there, wherever anybody would have me and going from there.
Well, everybody here at Tennessee Tech is very proud of you, including your former academic advisor, Stephen Fry, who we had on the Tennessee Tech Today show last week. You know, all the folks in interdisciplinary studies and around campus have been keeping the Hoot hotline going.
Yeah, I love Dr. Fry. He definitely, you know, I caused a lot of those gray hairs that he's got when I was under him in college, but But no, I love everybody over there, and Tennessee Tech has been incredible. Dr. Oldham, Mark Wilson, you know, you and everybody who's given me all the love and support, I really do appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Jake.
I appreciate it, man.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Well, Martin Luther King Jr. is known for bringing about change through nonviolence. To honor that legacy, Tennessee Tech faculty, staff, administration, and students are encouraged to participate in service activities the week of Martin Luther King Jr. Day beginning on January 20th. And that goes through January 25th. Well, here to tell us all about those activities is Charia Campbell, the Director of Multicultural Affairs. Charia, I know this is it's a very important time to recognize Dr. Martin Luther King, and Tennessee Tech does that through the Multicultural Affairs Office. Tell us a little bit about some of the things you have planned surrounding MLK Day.
Okay, well, next week, of course, we will be kicking off with the Commission on the Status of Blacks, the CSB. They are very instrumental in helping to pretty much put together the events, whether it's a speaker or this year we kind of went a different direction and decided to do a week-long event of a week of service. So instead of just having a speaker, kind of a one-time thing, to really get not just the students involved but the entire campus and hopefully the community involved, we have decided to kind of really look at Dr. King's legacy from his key point of being service to others. So yes, part of his nonviolence speech was, yes, we need to take care of one another and we need to find ways to talk things out. But then it also comes from having a heart and a service for others. So in order to remove the hatred, to get to a point where we can work together and to be able to do the things we need to accomplish, that we need to find ways to have service for others. And one of the questions he asked, what are you doing for others? And he says that everybody can be a service to others because everybody can serve. So we all have, you know, some cause, and we can all be great because we can find a way to be of service. And so the CSB had a committee come together and with our office to select several different organizations and agencies here in the Cookeville, Putnam County area that we have selected for everybody to go out and pick one event or two events. And hopefully it won't just be for the week from January 20th through the 25th, but this can be for the semester, hopefully for the year, and something that'll be continuous. And this is something we hope, in addition to other events as years go on, that this will be kind of an annual thing that we can start doing for the campus and the community. So from the rescue mission to the food pantry to women's shelter to the teen challenge, those are some of the places that we've listed. And also Miss Michelle Huddleston downstairs and what she does with service learning, we've given not just the places but information so people can research those, even the Restore for Habitat for Humanity, and see what those organizations and agencies do here locally as well as nationally, because some of these are connected to national agencies and organizations that benefit pretty much everybody. I think that's one of the things that we wanted to do, was have everybody realize that there's something in different avenues, and there's going to be one community or one group that you may feel more comfortable with, and there's something that everybody can do. And let's find a way to, you know, just not sit down and talk and listen to somebody speak, but let's put our hands to the grind and actually get out there and do something, because we never know when it may be our time that we may need some help. And, you know, and it's not just about who you like, who you know, and the same people in your community, but everybody somewhere needs some help, and we all may need help. And it can just be a kind word. It doesn't have to be financial. It doesn't have to be the material things. Sometimes it's just speaking to somebody or saying, I like your haircut, or I like your shirt, or something like that. Right. So there's something we can all do.
And another tribute that surrounds MLK Day every year at Tennessee Tech is very peaceful and very moving, and that's the Silent March that will take place on Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Just to talk a little bit about continuing that tradition.
Yes, so the undergraduate chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated will be continuing that legacy. This was something that their chapter started here. So on Tuesday, January 21st, beginning at 11 a.m., they're asking everybody to come out and join them at the President's Lawn, and they will march from there. down Dixie to Dear Bear Hall and have some brief words and why this is an important time to commemorate his legacy, but also what we can do throughout the year and for years to come to commemorate that. So we're asking everybody to come out and join us on Tuesday morning at 11 during dead hour, as many faculty, staff, administrators, students, and community members. So we have made sure we have communicated that event as long along with the week of service to as many people across campus as well as the community. And one incentive that may help those who are considering participating, we do ask that through social media that people will share their participation in the activities through our social media accounts here at Tennessee Tech with the hashtag TNTechMLK. And we will also be giving away an iPad during a drawing the following week, thanks to the College of Education. Mr. Daniel Allen and Dr. Carl Owens worked together on that to make sure we could have that incentive to give away. So there will be a drawing for an iPad for those who actually participate and share what they're doing with these service projects. And
well, that's great. And I know it's a very busy way to start off the spring semester. So what are some of the other things that you have coming up as far as multicultural affairs?
Okay, the Office of Multicultural Affairs, of course, we pretty much kick it off with MLK Week and pretty much doing the march and everything like that. But we do have Black History Month that's like immediately following within about a week and a half to 2 weeks later. So we actually have a couple of events that will be, yes, tech related for students, but we'll have several where now we are partnering with several people from the community. And we've got a little committee that Dr. Rob Owens has helped to put together to bring not just campus partners together, but some key people that he feels this community can really help us pull together some events so that way there's more involvement across the board. And so that way it's not an event here and an event there and then nobody's really participating and knowing what's going on. So we're trying to collaborate. So we're hoping to have a speaker who will come and talk about Greek life and MPHC and the historical context of those African-American Greek letter organizations, hopefully the first week. We are also looking at the True Justice screening, which is the HBO documentary on the work that Brian Stevenson, who is the founder of the Equal Justice Initiative that's housed in Montgomery, Alabama. We are pretty much the only school other than we saw Vanderbilt has actually shown it in the state of Tennessee who has been approved to have that screening. So we're looking at February 25th, working with not just us here on campus, but some key people in the community. We'll have a great panel that will follow after that screening. So look out for that information. We're also focusing on bringing in the pieces of that everybody needs to have an opportunity. So from the economic standpoint, businesses and the importance of entrepreneurship and how we can have a better playing field for everybody and the importance of economics. So we are hoping to have a panel with some entrepreneurs. We're also looking at working with hopefully WCTE to show a different screening called The Boss Experience, which talks about African Americans from the business and entrepreneurial standpoint. So that's some things that are in the work, along with some things for Women's History Month in March and collaborating with the Women's Center and some faculty and staff on campus. And of course, we will have the Legacy Gala, which is a key event that started last fall. Right. So this will be the second annual event to help fund and bring awareness to the Diversity Initiative Scholarship that Dr. Owens and Mr. Mark Burnett helped to kick off a few years ago. We're almost to the goal where we can start hopefully handing out scholarships next year for fall 2021. So that event will take place on April the 4th, and information is already out, and all you need to do is go to the Crawford Alumni Center webpage and look under events, or you can do a search and find the Diversity Initiative Scholarship and the Legacy Gala. And that will also be an event where we'll honor our next honoree for our Multicultural Affairs Distinguished Hall of Achievers. So somebody that has been a key and vital part of the diversity initiatives here on campus in the Cookeville community will be recognized, as well as recognizing students who have benefited from some scholarships that we've already gotten.
Wow, a very busy Sharia Campbell, Director of Tennessee Tech's Multicultural Affairs Office, with us. And wow, you just your calendar is filled up. It sounds like there's a lot of great things going on in the spring semester. Is there anything else you want to add?
think that's it, like you said, buddy. We have a very busy schedule, but it'll be a great schedule of events and programming. Of course, we do have our race mentoring program and our ambassador program and other things that we do on a day-to-day basis of serving not just students of color and underrepresented students, but all students. Our space is always open and welcome for anybody to come and use the student lounge, the computer lab, the conference room, however we can help anybody. From a student standpoint, faculty or staff, please reach out to us. We're up here on the second floor of the RUC, so you're welcome anytime.
All right, Sharia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
When the world is moving this fast, boldness is rewarded. At Tennessee Tech, we help you find your bold. We'll help you turn it into a career-ready education. That's Tennessee Tech. Bold futures begin here. tntech.edu/visit.
This is Kim Roseman, head women's basketball coach at Tennessee Tech, and you are listening to Tennessee Tech Today. Wings up.
Tennessee Tech women's basketball team is sitting on top of the Ohio Valley Conference standings with a perfect 5-0 record. We caught up with women's head coach Kim Rosemond before the team headed out on their trip to Illinois to take on Southern Illinois Edwardsville on Thursday and Eastern Illinois on Saturday. And Coach Kim Rosemond joins us here on Tennessee Tech Today. A big road trip coming up this week, but the Golden Eagles with some momentum. I mean, you're 4-0 in the conference. You've won 7 in a row. I kind of like where you're sitting at right now.
Well, I actually didn't even know we had won 7 in a row. That tells you how much I've been keeping up with records, until they said it in the press conference the other night. But obviously over the last month and a half, I think there's been tremendous progress. We've gotten off to a really solid start in the conference. I like how we are defending, especially – the first couple of actions. Now we got to rebound the basketball better, but I really think over the last month our defense has really, really improved, and we've started being able to hang our hat on the defensive end, and then our offense will usually follow if we can get stopped. So I like where we're at, but it's still early. There is a ton of basketball left to be played. I know I sound like a typical coach right now, but, you know, all you have to do is look at our February schedule, and you don't look ahead, but you know that February is going to be a very, very challenging month for us. And so we need to really finish January off strong since we're at that midpoint right now.
Well, the good thing is you started off on the road at Death Valley Swing in Eastern Kentucky, Morehead State. Two good wins. Anytime you can go on the road and beat those teams, then you come home and beat an Austin Peay team that, you know, had a lot of momentum. I mean, couldn't believe they were off to an 0-2 start in the conference play because everybody picked them to be up there at the top, but still a very good team. And then you follow that up with a good win against Murray.
Well, I think Austin Peay is one of the top five teams in the league, and they started 0-2 because they played two of the best teams in the league as well, and lost very close games to UT Martin and to SEMO. And so, and then they came and, in my opinion, you know, played another one of the best teams in our team, you know, when we're playing well. But they're going to win a lot of basketball games. And Austin Peay has been a team that we've had a tough time with because they are extremely physical. They're really, really tough. They rebound the basketball really well. They press you, you know, 94 feet for 40 minutes. And they've given us problems in the past, and they gave us major problems that first half. But I felt like we settled down and locked in the third and fourth quarters, and were able to come away with a really solid win. And then going back to the Murray game, I think Murray is going to be a force to come in the OVC. They're a very young team. They're a sophomore-driven team. She just signed an excellent recruiting class in the early signing period in November, and they are going to be a force in the OVC. And I thought we got their best shot. I thought we withstood their best shot. I thought the first half they played harder than we did, and then we came out the third and fourth and outscored them. You know, we won that half by 9. It didn't necessarily feel that way because of how we finished. We finished a little frantic. Macy Turley's one of the best players in the league, and if fans were here that night, I think they had a treat, and they got to see two really good basketball teams go at it for 40 minutes. So, you know, it is a nice start. Now we go on the road to a place that we haven't won in a very long time at SIUE, just like at Moorhead. It had been 7 years right. since we won at Moorhead, and it's been 7 years since we've won at SIUE. We were up 16 in the third quarter last year and found a way to lose. And so they're a tough team. They're a well-coached team. They have struggled early, but we know they're going to also give us their best shot. Their strength has been our weakness so far. They're very, very good on the offensive boards, and that's been a big emphasis of improvement this week for us. So I'm looking forward to showing some improvement in that area, because if we allow them to get offensive boards, get second and third chance opportunities like we did against Austin Peay and Murray, and then allow them to get out in transition and score easy baskets, it could be a very, very long night for us. But we've had a great week of preparation, and look forward to just trying to go 1-0 again on Thursday.
And, I know you don't like to look ahead of anything, but, of course, you go to SIUE in Eastern Illinois. You've got that Illinois road swing. Then you come home, four straight home games. The fans here will actually have a chance to see you guys for, a couple of weeks in a row. You got Moorhead State, Eastern Kentucky, Belmont, huge game on January 30th, and then TSU, of course, in-state rival. So, this sets up for, to keep that momentum going and then come home for four big home games.
Well, you're also telling me something I didn't know, because I'm being completely – I had no idea we had four straight home games. I'm literally living game to game right now. But, that's exciting, to know that we will be at home, and we're going to have some very, very good teams coming in here at home. One of the things, Buddy, that we want to take the next step this year, we started off really strong last year, and I thought when we got to kind of the middle of January, we started to get a little inconsistent. We would win one, lose one, win two, lose one. So we want to be more consistent throughout the entire season this year. And it's going to be very challenging, because I think January is still going to be tough, and going on the road at SIUE, EIU is one of the most improved teams in the league, and that's always a tough out at their place. So we're going to have to play well on this road trip. But February is also going to be a monster for us with playing Belmont twice, with playing UT Martin twice, with playing SEMO twice, who are three of the top teams in the league. So it's imperative for us to finish January as strong as we possibly can. But I like where our kids' focus is right now. I like the unselfishness of this basketball team. They don't care who gets the credit as long as the team gets the credit. And I think if we can continue to do that and each day just, work on keeping our strengths and improving in our growth areas, I think we've got a really great shot to be where we want to be at the end of February.
Player-wise, has anybody stepped up that maybe you didn't expect to be stepping up at this point in the season?
Well, first I want to credit our seniors because I think in the last month and a half, I talked about the growth that we've seen, and I think it's been a direct result of their growth. I think Akia Harris has always been one, if not our hardest worker, one of our hardest workers, and she's always led by example. And after 4 years of encouraging her to lead, also with her voice, she started doing that. And this team is responding, and she is playing like a senior point guard should play, and she's just making everybody around her better. Anasia Wilkinson is having the best season that she's ever had here. She's always, obviously last year she was an outstanding shot blocker, and you saw spurts offensively of what she can do. But I think night in and night out, she's just giving us some things that really nobody else in the league has. From a defensive standpoint, from a rebounding standpoint, her versatility on both ends of the floor is really, really special. So I think our seniors have really stepped up and started to play well. And then our junior class, that's just such a strong class, of juniors. And I'm really pleased with our freshmen. I think Malia Owens and two freshmen in particular, Malia Owens and Jada Gwynn, have really been given a strong minutes. We just got Taylor Lamb back. She just started playing again really in January, so it's really good to have her back and start working her back into that rotation. Obviously, her minutes are still having to be limited with her back, but she is the most physical presence that we have in the paint. And so, you know, we just got to keep focusing one game at a time. We can't get our head ahead of ourselves. We can't get focused on record. It is a lot of basketball left to be played, and I think this thing is as wide open as it's ever been. You know, UT Martin right now probably is playing better than anybody. They just beat Belmont, I think it was by maybe 15 at their place, and so they are very, very good. But there's a lot of other really good teams in this league, and it's going to be really interesting to watch how it shakes out down the stretch.
Head Coach Kim Rosemond, the coach of one of the best teams in OVC so far this season. Congratulations on the early success. Hope to see you continue that, and can't wait to see you all come back home for that four-game homestand.
Thank you so much, buddy. Hey, and I also just want to give our community a shout-out for the support that they showed us for the TV game, Austin Peay. You know, it was such a great opportunity to be able to showcase women's basketball, and Tennessee Tech women's basketball in particular in the Upper Cumberland. It was a really tough start with a 4 p.m. start, but I thought that fourth quarter, after we had been pressed for 35 minutes, I thought our fans were our sixth man and pulled us through. And we want to go take care of business this weekend in Illinois, we look forward to getting home and being here for a while and being in front of our home fans, because it makes such a difference. And I am really starting to see our attendance continue to grow. And if we want to take this program where I believe we can take it, you know, we've got to have everybody. And I just want to thank the community, Cookeville, Upper Cumberland, for getting behind this team, because this is a team that if you come watch us play, you're going to want to come back, win or lose, because these kids play the game the right way.
All right, Coach, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, buddy.
And joining me now are those two seniors that Coach Rosemond was praising so well, Nacy Wilkinson and Akia Harris. And Akia averaging 5.9 points per game, a few assists, 4.5 assists, I think, and 4.2 rebounds. Nacy really been playing some good basketball, especially since you started OVC play, averaging double digits there, 8.2 points for the season. A lot of blocks, 38 blocks on the year, and 6.5 rebounds. And aside from stats, Akia, how do you think the team is playing right now?
I think we're playing really well. I think what gets us started is our defense. So we feed off of our defense, and once we're doing that, it seems to be easy for us.
Yeah, and, you know, Nacy, it seems like you've really turned it on since OVC started. Is that, did you feel like you had to up your game a little bit?
I did. I got to, you know, start recently, so I just had to take it up one.
You know, you guys head to Illinois. You're making this Illinois trip. You go to SIUE. You go to Eastern Illinois. You've won 7 in a row. You're 4-0 in the conference. You know, you're sitting there in first place. But both of these teams can, you know, be tough to beat, especially on the road. What's kind of the mindset going to SIUE?
Our mindset is just to stay focused and get better than we were the last game. So we're just going to go. We've been practicing hard. We had a great week of preparation, and I think we'll be ready for them.
Mm-hmm. Nacy, what about you?
I think we have some things that we had to work on this week, so we're just going to focus on how we can get better and not our opponent. So that's going to help us a lot.
Coach Rosemond talked about one of the things that y'all need to do better is hit the offensive glass. Offensive rebounding at SIU really does a good job with that. So as a rebounding leader, I guess they're looking at you to kind of step up.
Yeah, I think I take responsibility of not getting those boards, and that's what we've been working hard in practice this week. So we're going to do better, and I'm going to do better. So. Yeah.
And a key as a point guard, you know, you're the leader on the court. Everybody looks to you when you're running the offense, that kind of thing. When you go on the road and you're going to be playing hostile environments and everybody's going to be giving you their best shot, you know, what do you do as a leader to kind of keep the team focused?
I really just try to make sure our head is right, and we're just doing our job, do what we do, nothing different, just same as we do at home. And I just try to be an extension of Coach Rose on the court.
You know, a lot of success so far. You know, you're really just getting into the meat of the OVC season. How do you feel that this team can progress and finish up through the OVC slate?
I think if we take it one game at a time and just focus on what we need to do to be our best, that we can finish high in the OVC. So if we take it one day at a time, one practice at a time, and get better each day, then we'll be successful.
Yeah. And I agree. Just keep getting better every day and just try to be the best we can be.
All right. Akia Harris and Nacy Wilkinson, thanks for being with us on Tennessee Tech today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the Tech women defeated SIUE 65-50. Before the Tech men's basketball team captured its first conference win of the season by beating SIUE 72-69. Both teams played Eastern Illinois on Saturday, with the women tipping off at 1 p.m. and the men at 3 p.m. Well, that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the T2 website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, and confident. Wings up, everybody.